This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've done a good deal of coverage of grocery stores and their supply chains the past month or 6 weeks or so. The big chains, regional markets, ethnic food stores. Now, the small shops in New York City called bodegas that sell everything from chopped cheese sandwiches to cartons of milk and rolls of toilet paper. A lot of neighborhoods depend on those stores as their main source of essential goods, and those stores are not immune to this virus either, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports.
6 weeks ago, Miguel Baez, who owns the Bodega Gourmet Deli in the Bronx, noticed something alarming. The cashier and the deli attendant, he says, were coughing incessantly and telling him their bodies ached. Then he found out one of the guys who worked at a nearby market died of COVID-19. And so Baez closed his bodega, which he says is one of the main food suppliers in his neighborhood. That's a role many bodegas play, especially in low-income communities, says Karan Girotra from Cornell University.
Big chains and others just don't find profitable enough to solve. The small kind of store has filled in that gap.
In New York, the Bronx is among the hardest hit areas by COVID-19. Francisco Marte owns three bodegas in the Bronx, and he heads up the Bodega and Small Business Association of New York. Bodegas are places where people hang out after work and talk with their neighbors in close quarters. But that closeness has become a liability. Hundreds of bodegas in Marte's association have had to close. Earlier this week, lawmakers set aside an additional $310 billion in aid to small businesses. Miguel Baez, the owner of Gourmet Deli, has not applied for loans. He's heard from other owners the process is a bureaucratic nightmare. But he's thinking about asking for help now.
Porque eso fue un caos. Se debe la renta.
It's been chaos, he told me. Electrical bills and rent are still due. Food has gone bad. Francisco Marte's bodegas are still open for business. It's not easy. But he says he thinks back to the 80s when he was a teenager and he moved from the Dominican Republic to the Bronx. He got his first bodega, he says, at a discount because it was such a rough neighborhood. He was robbed, got into fistfights, and he was shot. But he's still a bodeguero. And he says he's here to stay. I'm Jasmine Garst from Marketplace.